The LGBTQ community has for decades stood united beneath the iconic rainbow flag. But a schism is now dividing certain factions who refuse to share common ground. Jacqueline Froelich with Arkansas Public Media in Fayetteville reports.
In late March, Jewel Hayes demonstrated with several dozen transgender activists in front of the Washington County Courthouse to mark National Transgender Day of Visibility. But instead of the rainbow flag, the 28-year-old transgender woman held up a handmade pink, white, and blue glitter transgender flag towards oncoming traffic.
I'm glad that we're here to show ourselves.
Hayes, who says she was assigned male at birth, has always felt female, even as a child, preferring to wear waist-long hair.
The games I would like to play with my friends was pretending I was a girl and stuff like that.
Hayes was often bullied growing up, she says, and continues to be stalked and verbally harassed, like other transgender women in Fayetteville.
2 years ago, I heard a person presenting female was beaten outside of Walmart. Like, when they took her to the ground and everything, I heard they peed on her and beat on her wig.
One place where Hayes assumed she would be accepted is Fayetteville's annual Goddess Festival, first organized in 2008 by local lesbians.
So if it fires at a higher temperature, usually it's a stronger piece of pottery.
At this year's festival held in March, Hayes taught a workshop on how to make goddess effigies out of clay. But when Hayes first decided to join the festival last year, she says she heard a disturbing rumor.
I heard that they were having a biological women's only class that was basically about how trans people oppress women.
Taught by a trio of local lesbian feminists, Paula Marie Daughter, Jeannie Neath, and Susan Weishart, the class, Hayes learned, was closed to transgender women.
I had never heard of, like, that there were women that didn't like trans women within the liberal community.
Festival organizers ended up rejecting the class, but the controversy continued to reverberate. A third-party team of community mediators called NWA Creative Dialogue Team has tried to resolve the conflict. A year later, that work is ongoing, a mediator who declined to be identified says. Paula Marie Daughter attended one of the early mediating sessions to provide her historic perspective.
Women's liberation was an incredible central effect in my life.
The retired airline stewardess who lives in rural Northwest Arkansas made national news in 1973 for forcibly being removed from a TWA flight by the captain for refusing to wear lipstick. Her protest eventually led to the adoption of airline industry-wide gender-neutral flight attendant policies. Now 73, the veteran radical lesbian feminist is working on a new front to preserve women's liberation, she says.
Women's liberation thrives in women-only groups. Today, in 2018, we're fighting for our right to even gather as women and or lesbians in women-only events and conferences and organizations.
Now Marie Daughter says she supports transgender civil rights, but worries about what she refers to as transgender extremism.
Some trans activist extremists are using tactics including intimidation and deplatforming to shut us down, shut our events up, silence, erase, and make us invisible.
Marie Daughter, by the way, refuses to refer to transgender women as females.
The nomenclature of women and girls is part of the whole issue here. So what we say is male to transgender persons or female to transgender persons.
Even though transgender women and lesbians share common oppression, harassment, physical attack, even murder, Marie Daughter says trans activists who force access into women-only groups and events perpetuate patriarchy. Jewel Hayes recently asked to meet in private with Marie Daughter, who declined talking about the encounter, but Hayes remains optimistic.
Maybe at least I planted a seed that, like, maybe we're not so different.
Hayes says late last year she was invited to speak at the National Transgender Law Center in San Francisco about her experience growing up trans in the South. She hopes to one day work at a transgender civil rights nonprofit.
People aren't born knowing trans politics, so they have to be told somehow, and I would like to be able to tell them without someone getting upset that they said something wrong or did something wrong.
But given that transgender women demand validation and full inclusion, and certain radical lesbian feminists demand they be excluded, Hayes has a major impasse to negotiate. In Fayetteville, Jacqueline Froelich, Arkansas Public Media.
Support for Arkansas Public Media comes from Hot Springs Village. Those looking for a place filled with arts, culture, dining, and entertainment can find it at Hot Springs Village, where visitors can golf, boat, hike, and play all day. More information is available at explorethevillage.com.